Four Spirits by Sina Jeter Nasland, read by Isabel Keating. Disc 1.
Prelude. Old times there, 1948. In the woods, a child is firing a pistol.
Aim at the trees,
her father tells her because she is 5 years old. She must shoot the trees, but it doesn't make sense because her father is the one who says he will die, and soon. Maybe death is hiding in the trees, the little girl thinks. And what if she kills death? Then it can't get her father. Aim at the trees, yes, he surely said to do that. And she would do anything for him, and never be disobedient again. Since her parents and two brothers are standing behind, Stella sees nothing but trees, their slender pine bodies upright and endless as the soldiers marching down 20th Street in the Birmingham Armistice Day Parade. In the piney forest, Stella holds the heavy, grown-up gun in her hand. She must lift the barrel to aim, and that tiny blade, like a fragment of razor blade on the end of the barrel, is called the sight. But will she become a soldier if she fires a gun? And what if someone fires back at her? What if? Stella aims at pine trees standing as still as soldiers at attention, but disorderly, not in rows, and that, Stella thinks, is the difference between trees of the forest and soldiers in regiments. During the parade, her mother had pointed up to the balcony of the Tutwiler Hotel. The reviewing stand, Mama had said. General Omar Bradley. Which one? Up on the Tutwiler balcony.